A karaoke pub's request to stay open 1 hour later has been shelved, but staff will look into a pilot program to enrich Richmond's nightlife. Zodiac Karaoke and Pub's application to extend its opening hours from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. to compete with similar establishments in Vancouver was rejected by a majority vote during Tuesday's Community Safety Committee meeting at City Hall. The application, submitted earlier this year, received support from owners of other karaoke bars and nightclubs including No. 88 Music Restaurant, Truce Club and Millennium Karaoke. City staff recommended against approving the application, citing community safety concerns and community opposition to a 2004 application of a similar nature in a report to the committee. "It's not a very good report card, to be frank," said Cowan. Bill McNulty, in reference to a confidential memo provided to City Council, adding there were cases of assaults and sexual assault. The memo appeared to detail complaints and calls to service at Zodiac. "People have been taking alcohol out of there into their cars, people have been overserved. Those are really serious things, so, Zodiac needs to get their act together," Cowan. Laura Gillanders added, "A demand for nightlife in Richmond while councillors rejected Zodiac's request based on its track record, some expressed mixed feelings about the broader implication for nightlife establishments. We could come into the 21st century on how people socialize," said Cowan. Cash Heed, who was in favor of exploring options to meet the lifestyle needs of residents. Gillanders added there are higher risks that come with a lack of legitimate options for nightlife. "I'm concerned with Richmond not having an area where people can stay up late and get together, because what we have is we've got things like underground casinos and things popping up on ALR mansions, for example," she said. Questions were also raised about examples used in the city staff report. "It was an unfair comparison between Richmond and the Granville Entertainment Zone," said Heed. "That's like comparing the hospital precinct area and the low barrier housing to the downtown east side, you know. That's ridiculous if you use that as a comparison," he said. Rather, Heed said, staff should compare the situation at karaoke bars and nightclubs with restaurants such as the Cactus Club, where Richmond RCMP's uniform gang task force is always in there walking through, always stopping people. "The information would either confirm data provided by staff or show the Zodiac is not that far out of the range. I'm wondering what constitutes bad behavior relative to everybody else," said Cowan. Alexa Liu, who also brought up establishments including the Buck and Ear and Earl's, acknowledging this was not done for the preliminary report, staff told Heed they could follow up with a comparison to ensure they are not cherry-picking and singling out karaoke bars and nightclubs. The committee ultimately passed Gillander's motion for staff to explore how a pilot could be run for licensed premises to extend nighttime hours. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.